Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Can everyone hear me okay? We got everyone online. Everyone good. Everyone could hear. Audio's working. That's fantastic. Happy Wednesday. Glad everyone can join us so late. It's, on the West, I know we have a few West Coasters, so it's right after work hours there for you guys. Thanks for showing up. It's 9 p.m. East Coast time where I'm at, and a majority of our callers are calling in from. So I appreciate everyone's time. Thank you so much. This teleseminar came as a result of so many questions I've been getting over the past few months about hiring a supervising physician for your office. Really great questions we've been getting. So I thought it would be best to do a teleseminar on it. This way everyone can share in everybody's questions. And if there's any questions I don't get to, it's impossible to hit everyone's questions. We had literally over 50, 60 different questions. I'm going to touch on the top 17 that we got back. And I'm going to answer them in order as they came. If I don't answer your question, please email me. And you and I, we could set up a direct call that can go over any individual questions that you might have, or if I didn't answer your question sufficiently, feel free to email me as well. If you got a pen and paper, I'll give you my email address, give you some time to get that out, and the email is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at hcrcstaffing.com. So Brian at hcrcstaffing.com. And, of course, you could always call my cell, which is 267-251-5275. So let's start the teleseminar. I'll get into it right away. Remember, with all this information I'm going to be giving you, every state is so very different in what you can and cannot do. I try to hit the most general attributes of each state. However, before you even contemplate hiring a medical doctor for your office, it is crucial that you hire first a healthcare attorney, and not just any attorney, a healthcare specific attorney. And again, I always say this in every conference that I do: if you need help finding an attorney, call me, and I'll find you somebody in your area. Or if you're not that concerned if they're in your area, I'll refer you to somebody that I've used in the past that only does healthcare law. It's so very important. This is so complex for you to do, but not complex for a healthcare attorney to do. So you need that. The cost, attorneys are expensive, but the cost is negligible compared to what it would cost you down the road if something went awry. So I can't stress that enough. Don't try doing this on your own. A lot of times I'll get doctors calling me up looking for a medical doctor for their office, and it's the first time they're hiring a medical doctor, and they don't have an attorney, and I cringe. So, you know, we always make sure that we get them a healthcare attorney so they can work properly in this. So with that being said, a little bit of background about me and my company, if you're not familiar already. We're called Healthcare Recruitment Counselors, or HCRC Staffing. And we provide staffing solutions for the chiropractic profession. I'm also a chiropractor. I graduated New York Chiropractic College back in 1995. So I think that puts me about 18 years or 17 years out of school. It's been a long time. I can't believe it's been that long. I have two offices in the state of Delaware where we provide mostly pain management. So I do an MD-DC model as well. We've been doing that for some time. That led me to the development of the staffing company about 6 or 7 years ago. And most of our clients in this company are chiropractors just like you. And we do a full range of services for different chiropractors. So some of our chiropractors are very, very philosophical-based, subluxation-based, and they only look to hire chiropractors, or they want to hire chiropractic assistants or front desk people or billing people from us, and we help them with that. And a lot of our clients are MD-DC model clients who look to hire medical doctors, physical therapists, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and also, of course, chiropractic associates and front desk managers and billing managers and everything in between. So if you need help with anything for your office, whether it's, you know, not just locating a supervising physician, but any staff member for your office, we can help with that. We do complete advertising for the position. We interview every candidate, and we only send you qualified candidates for your office. So if anyone has any more questions about that, feel free to call me at any time. Our offices are based in Philadelphia, PA, for the staffing company. And we're right in Center City, Philadelphia, which is on the East Coast. We're Eastern Standard Time. And we have a staff of five full-time employees here who are able to help you at any time. If you call the office, that number is 800-472-9060. You'll meet the front desk manager, Ann, and she would direct your call to the appropriate staffing person, or if you need me, just tell you need me right away. So let's start in here. Number one, how do we go about finding a supervising physician on our own? Let's say you didn't want the help of a staffing company. You didn't think you need my help right away. So supervising docs on a whole will need to be local, because they're going to need to come to your office at some point, whether it's once a week, once a month, or a couple of times a week even. So the first thing you want to do is do a five-mile radius search of your office and see who's there and start contacting them and calling them. You probably know some doctors nearby who wouldn't mind doing a once-a-week office hours in your office. And when they do that, more than likely, they're going to be supervising a physician assistant or nurse practitioner. That's really the point of a supervising physician. Not so much to do treatment in the office, but to supervise. And they don't supervise you as a chiropractor. We had that question last week. They're not supervising you. You can't do medical procedures. They're going to supervise a physician assistant or nurse practitioner. And for some of you, we already did a teleseminar on that, I think, a couple of weeks ago. If you guys missed that, you can get that off my website. It was recorded. Or if you need me to send you a link to it, just give me a call and I'll do that. Or if you just have questions on that, I'll walk you through it. But as a general, a supervising physician, depending on your state and the law, and again, you have to speak to a healthcare attorney on this, generally will come to your office once a week to review the charts for the mid-level, the physician assistant or nurse practitioner who is actually doing the procedures in your office. So that's why they need to be local. And that's why, you know, a doc who already has his own practice, very close to your practice, might be a great fit for this. And it doesn't have to be it could be like an hour away. But a doc who's already working, that's a great additional income stream for them. Now, how do you go about finding a doc that's very local, besides, obviously, you know, driving around and calling the ones that you might know? I like this website, so if you have a pen, write this down. It's called Doctors Dig, D-I-G, so doctors, plural, dig.com. And it's a cool site because it's basically like an online directory of physicians nationwide. And what you could do is you could put in a radius search for your office. So you put your zip code in. You could put 5-mile radius. And you could put the specialty of the doctor. And let's say you put family medicine. That'll pull up all the family medicine practitioners within 5 miles of your office. And you can start calling them and see who's interested and see who's not. It's a tedious process. It'll take a lot of time. Maybe you want to have your office manager do that. It is pretty tedious. But it's a good way of finding a local doc who might be interested. A lot of times when you call the docs, that might be hard to get through. If you guys have tried that before, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's a numbers game. You could also go to your local hospital. You could put up a flyer in the cafeteria, maybe. I've tried that before with pretty good success. Doctors will see it, and hopefully they'll call you. And, of course, there's, you know, utilizing an agency like mine, HCRC Staffing. We streamline the process for you, so it's very easy. I have all over the country, we have databases of physicians looking for one-day-a-week job, two-day-a-week job, coming in monthly just to supervise a PA or an NP. So it makes it a lot easier for you when you utilize a company like mine. The costs associated with that are pretty negligible compared to the time, energy, and resources you'd have to spend to try to find a supervising doc on your own. So if you want to try it on your own, I would recommend doing local search boards. Maybe try Craigslist or Monster, going to your local hospitals, putting up a flyer, or utilizing an online job board like Doctors Dig. If after 2-3 weeks you're not getting a response and you find it totally annoying, that it's just not working, or you just don't feel comfortable with the process, doing it on your own, interviewing doctors yourself and screening them and knowing what to pay and what not to pay, et cetera, then give me a call and, you know, we can talk it through and we can help you. So let's say you're going through the process of hiring a supervising physician and you've gotten to the point now where we have a candidate. Let's say you decided to utilize my staffing company. For the interview process, I walk you through the entire interview process. So there's two steps to that. There's a phone interview, and there's an in-person interview. So I'll teach you all the questions to ask during an during a phone interview, and what to do and what to say during an in-person interview. But basically, the phone interview is going to be very basic, 10-15 minute conversation, just to get a general idea and make sure that there is a good synergy between you and the supervising doc. And that's really important because even though they're only coming in once a week or twice a week to supervise a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner, or you might want to have the supervising doc even come in once a week just to do treatment. Maybe you're starting off small or slow in the beginning. Maybe he comes in once a week just to do some treatment on his own. There has to be good synergy between you and him. In some states, the physician needs to own a certain percentage of the medical corporation. In some states, it's 100%. In some states, it's 51%. Some states, you don't have to do that. So especially if you're in a state where the physician's going to have to own the medical corporation, it's very important that you guys like each other and that there's a good relationship there. So I always like to start off with a phone interview so you don't waste too much time scheduling and bringing them into your office. There are a series of questions that you can ask them on the telephone to make sure that they're a good fit. I like to keep it light in the beginning. I do not get into salary. What I like to get into on the phone is I like to explain to him the vision, why we're doing this for the office, what our goals are. Are you bringing on a PA or an NP? Then you can let him or her know that they'll be supervising a PA or an NP in the office. You can kind of get into the duties of what the PA and NP are going to be doing. Or if you're not going to have them supervise and you're going to have the medical doctor actually see the patients in the office, you can get into the duties of what the MD or the DO is going to be doing, whether it's trigger point injections, durable medical equipment, examining patients. Maybe you're setting up quasi-urgent care where they're going to be doing allergy testing or cough and cold issues, things like that. So the range of the services that they could provide once you form a medical model within your chiropractic office is large. And just because you bring in a medical doctor doesn't mean you have to give up the chiropractic part. I don't recommend that at all. What it is that you're enhancing the chiropractic portion of your practice. You're bringing in a medical component. Your patients are going out into the medical community anyway. If you don't think so, that's naive. They are. They're seeing their primary care doctors. They're getting injections if they have pain somewhere else, and et cetera. All the services are being provided by somebody else. Why not have them provided in your office? It's easier. It's better for the patient that way. They don't have to leave and go to multiple different offices. And the care is all provided under one roof, so the communication between the physicians is much better than versus if they go to other offices for that. So That's what I like to get into during the phone interview. I like to explain to the doctor why we're doing this and what they will be doing if hired into the office. At that point, if the doctor's still interested, then set up an in-person interview. And that's obviously a more detailed interview where we would get into salary, benefits, what's covered, what's not, the days and hours that you'll need the physician to work, what's expected of the physician. Does the physician have any questions? Do they have any hang-ups about working in a chiropractic setting? And they're not working for a chiropractor. They're working in a chiropractic office providing medical services. And especially if your state requires a medical corporation to be formed and that doctor's owning the medical corporation, well, then everyone's working for that medical corporation. So you really have to weed a lot of this, these questions out. It's very state-specific. So again, call me or email me about your specific questions for your specific state. It's very important that you do that. So let's say the in-person interview goes well. I always like to give a tour where they'll be working, what they'll be doing, where, what, everything explained during the in-person interview. And let's say they want to take the job. We would help you formulate an offer, depending on what they're doing and their specialty. But generally, on average, if they're a family physician, nationwide, and this is just an average, it's generally $90 to $100 per hour. If they're a pain doctor, you know, your neurologist, your orthopedist, your physiatrist, physical medicine, and rehab, that's going to be substantially higher, in the range of $130 to $150 an hour. So I would, you know, we would help put together the salary. Of course, you always have to pay their malpractice. Don't expect that they're going to have their own policy. Even if they do, it won't cover you anyway. You're going to have to add on to your practice. So that's an additional expense that you'd have to bear. And we have companies that can help you put together the malpractice portion. I work with agents, and we can certainly make those referrals for you. So once they're hired and you've outlined salary and malpractice and everything's gelling together, well, now, what are the duties of a supervising physician? Well, there's two things they can do, really. They could be a part-time physician. I'm not going to get into the full-time doctor scenario right now because this is really about supervising docs, and that's more of a part-time status. So you can have the doctor work, actually see the patients, and work part-time. He can work 1 or 2 days a week, let's say, doing exams, trigger point injections, durable medical equipment. The range goes on and on. Or what I like to do is, and what I do in my offices and a lot of practitioners do, is they'll hire a physician assistant or nurse practitioner full-time to do the services. The PA and NP salaries are much cheaper than a physician. They're generally in half of what a physician makes. So it's much more economical to have the PA or NP see the patient and then have the physician supervise per the requirements of the state law. Now, if you have a huge, huge practice and you feel that you'll have a very large component of your practice who will want to do the medical part, well, then it makes sense to really have the physician work more full-time if your practice can support it. But if you're just starting out, the PANP supervising doc, I think, is a great way to go. There is a little bit of a reduction in reimbursement if the PA or NP is doing the services, so just bear that in mind as well. So those are the two scenarios I see for a supervising doc. They could either work part-time, or they could be the supervising physician for a PA or NP on staff. And that's really process from locating, and then we interview, the hiring, and their duties. Now, I've had so many great questions over the past several weeks while we've been advertising this teleseminar, so I want to get into the top questions. And again, if I don't answer them sufficiently on this teleseminar, or you want more details, give me a call. We can kind of go over it together on the phone. So the first question is, can I hire an MD in my state? And That's going to vary from state to state if you can actually yourself as a chiropractor hire an MD. In the state where I own my offices, I can hire an MD directly. I can have an LLC, and I can hire an MD direct. I don't have to form a medical corporation. States like California, New York, and Texas, the MD actually has to own the corporation, the medical corp. So there's a little more paperwork involved. But don't let that scare you off or deter you from doing this. It's not a hard process. As long as you have a healthcare attorney doing all this work for you, it's actually quite an easy process. And I have a ton of clients in California, Texas, and New York who have successfully done this model. We've walked them through every step of the way from location to interviewing and to hiring. So don't let that scare you off. Yes, you can hire an MD in your state. However, the setup and the structure is going to vary from state to state. Question number two, what are my options when using a supervisory doc? The answer to that is you could either do a couple of different models. You could do the physician assistant nurse practitioner model, where the MD just supervise the PANP, who does all the procedures in the office. Or you can have your supervisory doc see the patients on a part-time basis. Maybe the supervisory doc will come in once a week or twice a week, examine patients, do trigger point injections, and give out durable medical equipment. Sometimes that model is very nice, especially if you're just starting out and you're a little nervous about jumping into an MD-DC model. If you have the MD, the supervisory doc, actually seeing patients one day or 2 days a week, that eliminates the need for other staff, which sometimes that's a nice model for you too. Question number three. What specialty should I hire for my practice for a medical doctor? And there are a couple of different categories for that. Category one are your general practitioners. And I like to throw in that category family doctors, internal medicine physicians, general practitioners, and even occupational medicine docs are in that category. Typically, they'll make between $90 and $100 per hour. The other category are your more expensive doctors. Those are your pain doctors, your physiatrists, physical medicine and rehab, orthopedists, neurologists. Generally, you'll bring them on as your practice starts to grow into the medical model and you want to provide more invasive procedures. I don't see generally people starting out in the medical model hiring the pain physicians. Question number four, what should I pay the physicians? And do I have to give them malpractice, health insurance, vacation coverage, etc.? That's going to vary from specialty to specialty and if they're full-time or part-time. So in the scenario of a supervisory doc, the first category of physicians, family docs, and GPs and IMs, internal medicine, are going to make between $90 and $100 an hour, and your pain doctors, ortho, neuro, phys med, are going to make between $130 and $150 an hour. Also, yes, you will have to cover their malpractice. They expect that. Health insurance, no. They're very part-time employees. You don't have to give them health insurance. And there's no vacation coverage when someone's working 1 or 2 days a week, so don't worry about that. Question number five. I want to hire a supervisory physician, and I also want them to supervise a PA or an NP. Should I look for the PA or NP first and then look for the supervisory doc after? To answer that, I don't recommend you look for the PA or the NP first. Find your physician first, then locate the PA or the NP, and here's why. You're going to want to have your physician already on board so they can actually interview the PA and the NP. They should have input somewhat in locating and determining who they're going to be supervising, because ultimately they'll be supervising the PA and NP. To a lesser extent, you will be too, but from a medical point and from a clinical standpoint, they're the only ones supervising the PA and NP. And it's just them. And also, from the other side of the table, the PA or the NP is going to want to know who their supervising doc is before they even go on the interview. I can't tell you how many times an interview for a physician assistant or nurse practitioner gets canceled because the PA or NP realizes the chiropractor has not yet hired a supervising doc yet, and they get skittish. They ask questions, well, the chiropractor can't supervise me. I need to know who my supervising doc is. So it's crucial to hire the physician first, PA and NP second. Question number six, what services can I provide in this scenario? And really, the sky's the limit based on the expertise of your team. It's really going to depend on that. However, I like to start small, and as you grow and feel more confident in the medical model, well, then you can provide more services later on. By small, I mean having the team just examining patients, prescribing the physical therapy if needed, giving out durable medical equipment if needed, doing trigger point injections if needed. And then as you grow into that, you could do more invasive procedures like joint injections into the extremities. And then I have even some clients who have surgical centers where they do facet injections, epidurals, spinal cord stimulators, ablation therapy. Really, the sky's the limit. And just it depends on who you're hiring and what your team can do. But as you grow into this model, you can really do anything. Question number seven, can I just hire one of these employees as an independent contractor versus an employee? It really makes it easier. You cannot just, and the answer to this is, you cannot just designate somebody as an independent contractor just because it suits your payroll or it's easier for you to set up. The IRS has very, very specific guidelines on who's an independent contractor and who is not. And if you want that language, email me or call me, and I'll email you the language straight from the IRS. It's very specific. You cannot just designate someone as an independent contractor. Most of the people who are designating providers as independent contractors or designating them incorrectly when they're actually employees, basically, if you're controlling somebody's time, duties in the office, they're an employee, and they should be classified accordingly. So be very careful with that. Speak to your healthcare attorney about that. Speak to your accountant about that. But be careful with that. That was a great question. I know a lot of doctors are setting up their employees as independent contractors to save some money on payroll. It's not a good idea to do. Question number eight. If I hire the medical doctor or osteopath part-time just to oversee the physician assistant or nurse practitioner, how often do they need to come to the office? Well, that's going to vary from state to state, but generally on average, figure one time a week to supervise. Even if your state says once a month to come in to supervise, I would still do it weekly. The PA or NP will be more comfortable. They're used to being supervised and having a physician on board. So I think it's better for them. I think it's better for the patient to have a physician coming in more often. So I like the once-a-week model. If your state requires more than once a week, then obviously do that as well. But I would say a minimum is one time a week coming in. Question number nine, should I hire a MD or a DO? The answer to that is it does not matter. They're the same doctors. So if you're hiring a family medicine doc, they may be MD or they may be a DO. If you're hiring a neurologist, they may be a DO or they may be an MD. That designation of degree doesn't matter. It's the specialty. And DOs and MDs have the same specialty for each degree, whether you're an MD or a DO. It doesn't matter. However, if you do hire a DO and you're looking for somebody to do manipulation, sometimes that could be good to have the DO because they do have that additional training. Question number 10, I like this one. I have a friend who is an OB-GYN, an OB-GYN. Can they supervise the PA or NP? Question is, I don't think that's a great idea. You're really going to want to have the medical doctor have some expertise in what they're supervising for. So if you're doing joint and trigger point and durable medical equipment, you're going to need a doctor who has some kind of musculoskeletal background. Just because you have a friend who's willing to do you a favor, it may not bode well for your practice. Question 11. I've been searching for a physician for a few months. How would a staffing company have better results? You got to understand, we spend literally between our staff in this office working 40, 50 hours a week finding staff, medical doctors, PAs, and NPs for all over the country. And we've been doing that for 6-7 years. So our database is enormous of doctors. We have the ability to email blast a job within 3 minutes. So if you needed a supervising doc, and let's say you're in Miami, Florida, I can ping my network for all the doctors that are in that area of Miami. And that would go out to over 500-600 docs, and that would take a matter of minutes. So we work very quickly. We're experts at finding physicians. So we're able to move at a much faster pace, and generally on average, we're able to find candidates for you to review their resume within 72 hours. So we can move a lot faster than you because, one, you don't necessarily have the time to commit to finding a physician or any other staff for that matter. We do this full time. We have an office set up for it, and we have staff in our office. That's all they do all day long. So that's why we're able to get much better results quicker than you could. Question 12, if we hire your company for staffing, will you also help us with the interviewing, the hiring, and putting the deal together? And the answer is yes. We don't just staff your office. We're actually a coaching staffing company. So we coach you on how to hire, how to interview, how to put the deal together, what duties they should do. A lot of staffing companies will send you the doc, and then it's just up to you to figure out what you want to do. But we're specifically set up to coach you to do that. Question 13, should I do a background check on the medical doctor that I'm going to hire? Absolutely. I can help you with that. If you want a full background check, I work with companies that can do that for you. I would be happy to make that referral, not a problem. And I can also show you different websites that you can do a preliminary search to make sure that this person's a fit and there's no skeletons in the closet. Question 14. My website currently is all chiropractic. Should I change it once I hire the medical team? The answer is definitely. You want to change that as soon as possible to utilize and show the different services that you're going to be adding to the practice. And you're going to want to market that website appropriately. You're going to want to optimize the website with Google keyword clicks, AdWords. You want to make sure that people within 40 miles of your office go to that website, and the website's easy to understand. That website's going to be a driving force for marketing and getting new patients into your office. It's a much different marketing plan than doing screenings and lectures, which are also good. But your website and the fact that you're now provide medical services, it's a different marketing campaign. And you really should team up with a great website design, Google design, AdWord design, keyword click company. I have some great people that I work with. If you want referrals for that, always feel free to call me. Question 15, if we hire my staffing company, can we still search on our own? And the answer is yes. Even if you use my company, you still have the option and availability to try to find the physician on your own. If you hire somebody before I send you somebody, you hire somebody that I didn't send you, just let me know the search is over. We don't charge anything. So you always have that option and availability to still find somebody on your own and simultaneously work with HCRC staffing. Question 16, what if my supervising doc quits? That is an issue that comes up, and that's why it's good to work with a company like mine who can find you physicians within 3 days, because sometimes these docs quit. But that's why there's a scenario that I like that prevents that. So earlier in the teleseminar, we outlined the two scenarios for the doctor. One, they could just supervise the PA and NP, where they come on site once a week. It's very easy. They do chart reviews, and they get paid. Or option two, the supervising doc actually sees patients 1-2 days a week. Option one, they're less likely to quit when they're just supervising because they're not really doing anything. There's nothing to quit. Like, they're just picking up a check each week. That scenario is just it's just less likely they will quit. Option two, where they're actually seeing patients on a more frequent basis, it's more of a job. So there's a tendency for that scenario to have turnover more than the first scenario, if that makes sense. In either scenario, though, if the physician does quit, we can find somebody fast, so don't panic. And the last question that I wanted to address is, we touched upon it throughout the seminar, is how fast can we find physicians? How fast can we find PAs and NPs for your practice? And literally, we'll have in your email, in your inbox, generally within 72 hours, as long as you're in a heavily populated area and not in an extremely rural part of the country, we'll have candidates for you to review within 72 hours, and sometimes faster. You can check my testimonial page on my website. If you go to hcrcstaffing.com and click on testimonials, you'll see the testimonials with the names of the doctors and how fast we work. So we're at the end of the teleseminar. Again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming online today. I know it's late on a Wednesday. I appreciate everybody's time. This is a great way to integrate your practice, bringing on a supervisory doc part-time. It's a great starting point. We can help you with that. It's hard to hit all the different aspects in a 40-minute teleseminar. So if anyone has any questions, give me a call at 267-251-5275. That's my cell. You can email me. For a faster response, sometimes email is better because I'm interviewing doctors usually throughout the day. My email is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at hcrcstaffing.com. And go to my website. Check it out. It's www.hcrcstaffing.com. That's hcrcstaffing.com. I thank everyone for coming online today. We are going to record this, so it should be on the website within 2-4 days. If anyone wants a copy of it, let me know. Just shoot me an email. I could send it off to you, and feel free to forward it to all your friends. That's it. Again, thanks again. Everyone have a great night. And I wanted to say is email me, if you would, email me topics that you'd like to hear for the next teleseminar. I always like to go with topics that docs want to hear about versus me just coming up on one of my own. So email me. Everyone is on tonight. Send me an email. Let me know what topic you want to hear for next time. And next teleseminar should be like in 3 weeks' time or something like that. All right. Good night, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.